USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service set in Houston, Texas for George Floyd has concluded. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is a time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it will take a Herculean effort to keep businesses open in disadvantaged neighborhoods after looting and damage occurred during the first weeks of protests following the death of George Floyd. Lightfoot, on a conference call with city leaders in Chicago, also says,
now, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen like this before, not in Chicago. I've been on calls and text messages all day with people who fought hard to bring economic development to areas of the city, only to see like the Walgreens, the CVS, the grocery store, everything
The Trump administration is releasing $25 billion in help providers for Medicare patients. Congress had set aside the money as part of the coronavirus relief package. A bipartisan group of senators wrote a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar asking about the delay in releasing the funds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace is okay after fainting twice while on camera following the end of the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Before the race, NASCAR sent a strong message against racial discrimination as they had all the cars stop their engines at the start-finish line before the race. Wallace, the only African-American driver in the sport, joins CNN and talks about how he wants to be part of a discussion moving forward and how that discussion is taking place amongst him and his NASCAR competitors.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really started with Todd Dillon. He wanted to have an Instagram live conversation and just hear my stories, and I let it all out on the line. I told him the discrimination that I had went through with law enforcement and how I was treated. And it's the wording that really stuck out to me of how I was treated. It wasn't any brutality. It wasn't anything with force. It was the words that were said. And that's what some people don't realize. It's the words and how they say it really triggers African-American people, because it's like, well, what makes you say that? What makes you think that way? So, you know, NASCAR has stepped up to the plate big time, and they have reached out, the high ups at NASCAR, every single one of them reached out, and they have my utmost respect, and they give me their support and the direction that we're heading. So I am proud of NASCAR for stepping up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.